Agenda kuwandiika.
As the Holy Spirit is going to write.
Teketeke esimu yegenda okulikoodinga.
You prepare your phone that is going to
record. Kubanga nabo bujulizi obukakasa nti wawulidde.
Because it's a witness that proves that you listen.
Kuyamba okuddamu n'obwezi obwenkulu.
And also it helps you to revise.
Neche tukusaba kiri kimu.
But what we request is
one. Obosubirako korozizo.
If at all you expect some calls.
Jiteke mu flight mode.
Put it in flight mode.
Mukama face yebaziwe
nyo. Praise the Lord Jesus so much.
Ojja kujitwala wali emabega.
You shall take it behind there.
Ojja kulinda omudinko ninga ayitamu.
Or you shall wait for the decode pass.
Ojimukwase.
And you give it to him. Wow.
Ajitwali wali recording.
And they take it to record.
Mukama face yebaziwe nyo.
Praise the Lord Jesus so
much. Kale katwanize ekigambo kya Katonda.
So let us welcome the word of God.
Okuita mutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle na Hope Witness.
Kamono misumba Samu Bosa.
Together we pass Samu Bosa.
That is so totally
to go and
ekijjulo kya kawungeezi kaleero.
The meal of today's evening.
Eri emyoyo gyaffe.
And to our spirits.
Mukama abawo mukisa.
May God bless you.
Yes, we was from Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Yawonoka kati pulidde mwalidde emmere.
Now I feel you ate
food.
That of the spirit and of the flesh.
Mukulike iyo naje mutuseko.
Welcome back wherever you passed.
Kasubire nti omusana gw'ekigambo gwase.
Let me hope the light of the word has lightened.
Era nga otuukiriza Matayo 5:17.
You fulfilled Matthew 5:17.
Kuva ku 10. Kumenanya
kukiri. Right 14 to down.
Okubeera omusana.
To be the light.
Munsi.
In the world.
Okubeera etabaazi mulisiza amawanga.
Be the lamp lighting to nations.
Ng'oleeta omusana ogw'okumanya.
And you bring the light of knowledge.
Katonda omuwa amazima.
The knowledge of the one true God.
Ne Kristo Yesu gwe yatuma.
And the Christ Jesus he sent.
Era mmanyi nti bwe omulisiza mukutegeera ekitiibwa kiddidde Katonda kitaffe.
The lightning you've done in understanding the glory is gone back to the Father.
Bw'oba obaddeyo ng'okola ebyekizikiza.
If you've been out doing things of darkness.
Obadde mukuddugaza erinnya lya kitaffe.
You've been darkening the name of the Father.
Era kikugwanidde n'okufuna akaseera okulitukuza.
And it requires you get a moment to sanctify yourself.
Kutukuza okusooka wetukuze n'erinnya litukuze.
First of all, cleanse yourself and cleanse the name.
Naye munnange okutukuza erinnya kitwala omutendera okuddayo gye wali ddugaliza obabuulira.
Trying to cleanse the name, it means going back to preach to those you darkened it from.
Obagambi bye nakola byali si bituufu mu linnya lya Katonda.
Whatever I did wasn't right in the name of God.
Naye biteekeddwa okukola bye bino ne bino.
But what's meant to be done is this and that.
Mu linnya lya Katonda.
In the name of God.
Naye munabi wakola nganga wegamba oli mwana wa Katonda.
Friend, whatever you did claiming a child of God.
Nga yabikugaana.
And he refused you.
Wabeeranga oddugaza erinnya lye.
You were that name his name.
Ng'ovumaganya kale.
And you cause it be a scorn.
Oyinza ndowooza okutegeera.
I think it's what you can understand.
Kitegeeza okulitukuza.
It means to cleanse it.
Nga bwe yagamba nti erinnya litukuzibwe.
As he said, alloweth be your name.
Simanyi yabaafu ki gyona alikuutira.
Don't know what basically you will scratch the name of God.
Okulitukuza okujjako okuddayo okulitereeza
oddeyo
okola ebintu ebiri mu musana gw'ekigambo
kye
okubira obuwala bwe wakwananga obugambe mutuufu nabakwananga naye tebyali
bituufu
wagaye bannaye kituufu kulokoka era ekiriyo buli muntu okufuna omubeezi omu
oddemu
obabuulira ebituufu buli wabakubaganyanga nawajja kubasobola
baana
katonda ndaba ye yabatutondera ng'obyogera mu linnya lya
katonda
so nebingi nebirala bingi ebikolebwa wavumanga ng'owulira obuyinza bungi naye ebyo byonna waddugazanga erinnya lya
katonda
katonda eyakuwa omumwa okukosa ebisaana
gwewagukozesanga
mu ebyo byewakola
kale
funa akaseera ak'okwenenya nga weetukuza wetukuza olina okutunuulira ennyo nga n'ekigambo kikuyingira
kubanga
tutukuzibwa mu kigambo
kikugamba
kukola
kiri
wekikunenyawo ng'okiwulira bulungi mukama nsaasira saakikolanga
bwekyali
nsonyiwa mukama saakikolanga bwekiri nga bwe nkisoma ano si bwe nakikola
nsaba
kikulukute mu mutima gwange ntandikakikola olwo ojja kuba wetukuza
bukigambo
olwo nno oluvannyuma ate ogende After you
will go cleanse the name of the Father wherever your dad did from.
There
are those who say there are places we can't go back to.
Mr. Sebali,
can you go back to some places? They are very
far.
You send them an angel
to
help you cleanse the name.
For
the golden things of the youth.
And
you don't know how you can get back to cleanse them. Most people say maybe it's Pastor Sebali. All of us who were like that. If use Pastor Sebali as an example. We know he will not get angered over us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But let light into the world always with the light of knowledge. The knowledge of the one true God. And the Christ Jesus is saying that our Father can be honored all days. We speak of our Father in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to be moving on with our journey of heaven. The word journey of heaven hardens many people. They say, how comes it never finishes? It will finish when you've reached, gone back home in the kingdom of heaven in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are strangers, isn't that? Now it means we're still moving. We've not yet arrived. When we arrive, we shall say the journey is finished. But we are still in the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move, begin from where we ended from. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for committing to seek knowledge, to be able to get the revelation, to shift from the way of destruction. For without knowledge and without revelation, God's people, we are always destroyed. But God's given us grace like today. When it's brought revelation and knowledge, that we move on to understand. We are still in that city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's a great gathering of the angels. You can use the other city or right here and you see of the angels. Or you understand what position right from the planet Earth to reaching the city, Jerusalem of heaven. It's a great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
We
studied much in this city. And we are still looking at the seven seals and the seven groups of angels. We were told that we are going to know four things within these seals. And one of it we already finished it. When we understood anytime we opened the seal, because the seal is made up of the spirit, we discovered the spirits are seven, which make a fullness of the Holy Spirit. And we got to know that every group of the angels, on the seven groups of angels, it works under one specific spirit as a gift.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
we got to know that the next thing we are going to understand is the type of horse and the chariots of every group, of these seven groups of angels. Right here is where we still are, and we are still moving on with that word. If we finish it, till under the seal we shall see the living creature, which is responsible for the seven crews of angels. Then after we shall understand four elders or the 24 elders, when you join on the three ancient elders, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, how they're responsible over seven crews of angels. Now we shall move on to be lightened, but we still understand him. The type of horse and chariot of the seven groups of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Today we're looking much on the fourth seal and the group of angels of the chains, angels of death and hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We look at the fourth seal and the type of horse of the fourth group of angels, the angels of the chains, the angels of death and hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. It's going to give us a good example when we have to remove these seals.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We all repent the fourth seal and we understand the type of horse and the chariot of the fourth group of angels, the angels of the chains, angels of death and ill.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In the time we read in Revelation 6, starting from verse 7 and 8,
we
are told these words on the seal of God. Revelation 6 from verse
7. Nendaba, eralaba, embalase ya chenvu, ne yali atuddeko erinnya lyekufa, ne magombe n'agenda naye.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Bw'obikkula siiru eyo siiru eyokona,
when you open up the fourth seal,
twagitegeerako nti ey'omwoyo wokona,
we understood it of the fourth spirit,
omusango gya
Katonda, on the seven spirits of God,
manyiddwa ng'omwoyo w'amaanyi,
that known as the spirit of power.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
have said it, you open that seal, there is a living creature you see,
or
the four living creatures in the second heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That living creature, and it called the servant Apostle John, that come and I will show you. But when he reached the place where the living creature is, and they showed him a yellow horse,
and the
one seated on it, his name is called Death. Even hell follows him behind. What surprises most? That death sits on the yellow horse.
You
expect hell sits on what type of horse? He too follows him behind. He too, we are to understand the type of his horse, the one who see on the other image. You will understand the horse of death, the yellow horse. They are yellow horses. And you understand the horses of hell. These ones have their heads of like of the lion, the horse, but its head is of a lion, and it has a tail of a scorpion.
So
now it totally differs between the angel of death and hell, even though both move together. But the question, the meaning is there. These angels, they are for who?
Are
they for Satan or they are of God? One of the questions we are to answer in the immediate time.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Anytime a person reads of death,
and they
ask themselves, who is responsible? And who is that one?
kubanga bwe tuba tuwulira
bayibuli
egamba atutandika okwanukula ku kibuuzo ekyo kye twogeddeko nga Yesu yebazibwe twebuuzizza ekibuuzo malayika w'okufa n'amagobe malayika
w'ani
malayika wa katonda
oba
wa malayika ba
sitaani
kubanga tuwulira nti waliwo abawa obuyinza
ka
tusome tuwulire
kubikulirwa essula ya mukaaga
olunyiri olw'omunaana
kubikulirwa essula ya mukaaga olunyiri olw'omunaana
naye
ndaba era laba embalaasi eya kyenvu naye yali atuddeko erinnya ly'ekufa ne magombe n'agenda naye ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi
ne bakola ki
ne baweebwa
obuyinza
ku kitundu
ekyokuna eky'ensi
ani
abawa obuyinza
katonda
sitaani yesu yeebazibwe nnyo
ne
baweebwa obuyinza
ku
kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi
ebimu
ku birala ebigoberera
byewuunyisa
kubanga babeera balina okugyawo ekitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi kigambo nno kinene nnyo ekyo nakyo kiri wala nnyo naye ka tusooke tweyongereyo
buliri
kubikulirwa essula ya mukaaga olunyo lw'omunaana ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi okutta n'ekitala n'enjala n'olumbe n'ensolo z'ensi
yesu yeebazibwe
baweebwa
obuyinza
ku
kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi okutta
n'ekitala
kuliko endwadde
kuliko
enjala
n'ensolo
y'ensi
ebyo
byonna nga tugenda okubitegeera
understand them
n'ekika ky'embalaasi n'amagaali
and the type of horse and the chariot
bwe tutazuula ani yabawa obuyinza tetusobola kutegeera
bebaani bano who gave them authority we cannot realize who are these ones
yesu yeebazibwe
praise jesus
tugenda kuba tusooka tutegeera ebintu nga bisatu
we are going to first understand like three things
bisatu ku bina
3 to 4
twagala tumanye ani yabawa obuyinza
we are to understand who gives them authority
yesu yeebazibwe nnyo
praise jesus so much
tutegeere ekimu ekyokuna kimu kyakusatu kimu ekyokuna kitegeeza ki era bakibalirawa ekyokulala lwaki battisa enjala endwadde lwaki battisa enjala battisa enjala endwadde ensolo
y'ensi
n'ekitala
olwo
tulyoke tutuukiridde ku kika ky'embalaasi
n'amagaali
tunnyonnyoka ebintu nga bina
bw'oba
tobinnyonnyosa ebyo
kijja
kubeera kizibu okutegeera siiwe y'okuna
okugibikkula
okutegeera ekika ky'embalaasi n'amagaali
ag'ekibinja
kino kya malayika
ekyokuna
malayika bamalayika b'enjegere
bamalayika
b'okufa
n'amagombe
naye bw'onaaba otegedde ebigambo ebyo bisatu
ojja
sobola otegeera era obikulirwe bulungi
ani
abawa obuyinza katonda oba
sitaani
bw'otegeera nti katonda
ojja
tegeera malayika wa katonda
bw'omala
otegeera nti malayika wa katonda
ajja
kukubuulira ekimu ekyokusatu kye ki
kye
baamuwako obuyinza okutta era ajja kunnyonnyola lwaki attisa
endwadde
ekitala
enjala
n'ensolo y'ensi era bwe kinaaba kiwedde
akunnyonnyole
lwaki atambulira ku kika ky'embalaasi bwezi
ekika
ky'embalaasi eya kyenvu
okufa
malayika w'okufa kw'atambulira
ate
era akunnyonnyole lwaki magombe atambulira ku mbalaasi erina omutwe gw'empologoma n'omukira ogw'enjaba
tail of a scorpion.
Uruno yakubo subu kuno obikuriwa.
There you will be able to get a revelation. Let me tell you many false things are in the world. People put them in their wisdom. But
we
want to remain in the wisdom of the word of God.
This
way
is
speaks in Jeremiah
8.
Jeremiah 8:8-9. If they have rejected my word, what wisdom is within them? This needs us to remain in the word of God to be able to understand. Let me just begin with the first question. We have said, whose angels are these? Are they Satan's angels of God? And we begin to get explained. And they say there's the one who gave them authority. And we ask, who gave them authority? Is it God or Satan? Let's first answer that.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. For any time we read here, in the book of Exodus, we see this angel being sent to Egypt, the angel of death. Who sent him? All that is to give us answer. We understand this angel is for who? And who is responsible over him?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
then you will hold light of understanding for many of the people who have brought their own interpretation.
And
they don't follow the light of the word of God. Some of them saw they are the last prophets who are very great on the world,
or
prophets of the generations.
Now,
all that has been happening.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
we want to look in the book of Exodus, and we can get explained who sent that angel and who moves on to keep sending him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. For this angel
of
death, he is ever passed in Egypt and he picked up the firstborns.
We
want to ask, is Satan the one who sent him?
Oh
God. After we know that,
it
get revealed who gives them authority.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's read Exodus 12 and verses 12. Exodus 12 from verse 12.
Kubanga ndi ita munsi eye Misiri mu kiro kiri ndi kubababerebere bonna munsi ye Misiri omuntu era n'ensolo era ne bakatonda bonna abe Misiri ndi sala emisango.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus so much. Who was speaking these words? God told Moses, I myself, I God, I'm going to pass in Egypt, and I'll take up all the firstborns, right from those of the animals, and the human beings, and every insect, everything called the firstborn, I'll pass there to take it. God is the one to pass there, and he sent his angel, who is called angel of death, usually called the angel the destroyer.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And God has sent him.
He has
given him authority.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
when he was to pass there, he told the Israelites like this. Exodus 12, verse 13.
Awo musayi gulibabelela akawonero kunyumba ze mulimu. Nanga wendida wo musayi. Ndiba itako. Sote wali beda rumbe kumwe, okubazikiriza.
Yes, you was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yabakamba.
He told them,
Nze mukama katonda wangu.
I, the Lord your God,
ngenda kuite Misri.
I'm to pass in Egypt.
Ntuaraba bide 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 Misri
bonna. I'll take up all firstborns of Egypt.
Erechi gendo okubata asamu echiri echiri
echiri. What's going to be saving Israelites is one thing.
Mudire endiga.
You get the lambs. Which taken the 7 years,
slaughter
it, put blood on the doorstep posts of your house. The blood will be a sign for you, which will save you.
That
sickness never reaches you. Remember this angel of death we had. Revelation 6, 7 and 8. Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8. He given authority to kill with disease. Praise Jesus so
much.
Let's repeat this verse and we hear. Exodus 12 verse 13.
Awo musayi guli babelera kabonero ku nyumba ze mulimu. Nange wendira bo musayi ndibaitako sote wali beralumbe kunsiye sote wali beralumbe kumwe okubazikiriza bwendi kuba ensiye Misiri.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Atonda kinyini yabagamba.
God himself told them. If you put this blood on your doorpost, you know the blood of the Lamb is presented the blood of Jesus. This day which also heals us. And the angel of death just passes us.
It
never gives us to hell to be taken to the hell. This is a child of heaven past their house. That tent is your body which you are into. In those days it was physical houses.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he told them that don't pass them. That disease may not reach to affect them. When I will be passing in. When I strike Egyptians. Diseases, God is in them. They are diseases and they are for the angel of death.
And
the diseases of Satan.
Those
ones always we heal them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
As
God speaks in Deuteronomy 28, that I'll strike you with malaria which never gets healed. You know God has a wild malaria.
He
can inflict upon you wild malaria. We want you to understand, begin to separate. Understand who really passed Egypt. Killed or took the firstborns. God himself warned the children of Israel. He's not going to strike all the gods of Egypt. And when I'll pass there, I'll take the firstborns.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on. Exodus 12 verse 14.
Erolu nakuruli luli baberere kijukizo namwe munalwe kumanga embaga ya mukama mu mirembe jamwe jonna munalwe kumanga embaga muteka alitagwao unyole 15 enaku msanvu muli lye migati egitazimbulukuswa era ne kunaku olubereberye munajangamu ekizimbulukusa mu nyumba zamwe. Kubanga buli alia emigati egizimbulukuswa okuva ku lunaku olw'olubereberye okutuusa olunaku olw'omusanvu omwoyo ogwo gulisalibwa ku Isirayiri. 16 era ku lunaku olw'olubereberye walibabeerera okukuŋŋaana okutukuvu era ku lunaku olw'omusanvu okuŋŋaana okutukuvu emirimu gyonna gyonna gireme okukolebwa mu nnaku ezo.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Katonda kennyini yasuubiza abaana ba Isirayiri.
God himself promised the Israelites.
N'abagamba nze kennyini.
He told them, I myself.
Omanyi Katonda bwe yali ajja yatuma malayika we.
You know God when he was coming he sent his angel.
Tugenda kuba tukinyonyoka.
We are going to get explained
on that. Katonda kennyini yajja.
But think God himself is the one who came.
Ngaya kwegamba obujjuvu bwa butadde malayika wo okufa.
His fullness in his angel of death.
Kituva twebuuzize ekibuuzo kiri.
That's why we've asked ourselves another
question. Malayika wo okufa na magomba ani amuwa obuyinza.
The angel of death and hell who gives him authority.
Era wani.
Then it's for who?
Kiyonge do kuchizuka katonda yasi. Alinayo malaika wo okufana magongo.
Who don't be discovered that God has his angel of death and hell.
Era tutandise okubikuliba siru ezo.
And it began to be revealed of those seals.
Yes, we have asked.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kitu gwanira okugatta ebigambo ebyo.
It's required of us to join up those words.
Okugatta ebyomwoyo n'ebyomwoyo.
To join spiritual things with spiritual truth.
Enyiriri n'enyiriri.
The scripture with the scripture.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
you look verse 23 in the book of Exodus 12, he says this. Exodus 12 verse 13.
Kubanga Mukama aliita okukuba emisiri. Awo bwaliraba omusaayi ku kabuno ne ku mifuba etyo gyombi. Mukama aliita ku mulyango so talireka muzikiriza okuyingira mu nyumba zammwe okubakuba.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Yagamba nti omuzikiriza oyo.
He said that that destroyer.
Nja kumugamba toyita wamma mu nyumba z'abaana
bange. I'll tell it don't pass the houses of my children.
Ninga jukira alina okuyisaamu endwadde.
Remember,
yesu. Diseases
which kill instant in those houses.
Malaria
which is instant.
That's why I
told you Revelation 6,
verses 7
and 8,
that they were
given authority
to
kill the
a fourth
of the earth.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
And
they kill with disease,
Injara.
The famine.
The
beast of the field and the sword.
You know,
even in the wars they are
there. They can
cause Egyptians fight with Egyptians.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
And they
cause a war, yet they have come for you.
So if you nanga bidi webi.
Now all that as is like that. Don't tell me that every sickness you see is of these angels.
There
are sicknesses told us of Matthew 10. Which the Lord Jesus speaks of to give us authority over. To heal them. Those ones are the ones the devils bring under expressions of the world, which capture us by weakness of the body. Those two are to be separated. You know, in the world, they never separate.
There
is no spirit of knowledge who can do that.
That's
why God says there's no knowledge in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Sir.
Now, we've spoken of this destroyer. And he said, will cause him not pass houses of the Israelites.
Yes, he was doing.
Praise Jesus so much.
So, nainga ukoruatuka.
But as it came to pass,
baabari yao maraiko yu aisem.
As they were there, this angel passed in Egypt.
Wira ababiri bili bona na akurachi.
And all the firstborn
of Misri na abatuara.
Egyptians, he took them.
You
want to skip some verses
and you
can get the main
thing.
Let's read verses
29.
Exodus 12. Exodus 12, verse 29.
Awo lwatuka mutumbi, Mukama n'akuba abaana ababereberye bonna ab'omunsi y'e Misiri, okuva ku muberebere wa Falaawo eyatuula ku ntebe ey'obwakabaka. Okutuka kumbereberye owomusibe eyali mukomera n'embereberye zonna ez'ebisibo. Olwasatu, Falaawo n'agolokoka ekiro ye n'abaddu be bonna n'abamisiri bonna ne waba okukaaba okunene mu Misiri. Kubanga tewali nyumba eteefaamu muntu.
Malaika w'okufa tayali.
The angel of death was right there.
Naye bagambye Mukama n'akuba.
But they have said that the Lord struck.
Ani yakuba?
Who struck Egypt?
Obuyinza ani abo malaika w'okufa?
Gives authority to angels of death.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kakati bino bigambo bikulu ebitukwanidde okumanya.
These are great words we require to know.
Kubanga gye buva ne gye budda.
For whatever it will be.
Bamalaika wabadde nga baweereza Katonda.
Angels have been there serving God.
Malaika w'okufa n'amagombe gye bali.
Angel of death and hell they are there.
Era tali omu yekka bw'ati.
He's not one.
Bali trillion yabi. Billion,
there are 200 billions.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus.
But billion, there are
200 billions.
Baba dunga ba kuli banga.
They have been there working all along. Even the one giving them authority is God.
Babura mosimuno.
But in this world,
there
has not been an explanation for that.
Banga buri kufoko ba dewa siwenjo.
Every death which is happening under the sun.
Abantu baka mbakatistani yanonye gundiyo.
People say that now Satan came and took the other.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Satan is too fast. We go to movie.
Indeed, Satan can kill the body.
Gaita mundo at the
through different diseases.
Naya atuali yobu at the buri wenyi ni uba maraika wakufa.
This is the real disease of the angel of death.
Ovo teba budi ya jamani bobo ya garoni.
They never treat it, no matter how much you want it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
said, if Lazarus was sick of the sickness of death, he was not to come back. Not gotten sick of the sickness of death.
So it's
good to understand those words. According to the Psalms 78, verses
49.
They explain that when God was passing Egypt, he sent an angel.
Zaburi
78, verse
49. Ebibina by'abamalayika abaleeta obubi.
Bani abaliyo.
Who were there?
Ebibina by'abaki. Ebibamalayika abaleeta.
The band of destroying angels.
Omanyi bawazanya filimu eyo.
You know where they act that film?
Ya Nabi Musa.
Of Prophet Moses.
They don't
show us the angel.
They
show moving in two people's houses. You know they don't know him.
He's
not scorning, despising neither.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Because
these don't connect to get understanding.
That
the angels were there, it wasn't even one. Moving on, gathering spirits. Even up to now, they're gathering on this world. And if someone could be able to get back from the dead to tell you who picked them,
yes, he was
raised Jesus.
That's
many of them said, these men are here.
The
men have come to me. Leave me alone. But he can't tell you who are those men they see.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Let's
repeat the sounds that we hear.
Zaburi 78,
verse 49.
Yabaka sukako usunguwe obukambwe. Nokunyiga, nokunyikala, nokunakuwala. Ekibiina ky'abamalayika abaleeta obubi.
Bamalayika abakambwe.
Angels kibiina. While a band and a group of them. It was one angel.
Bamalayika b'okufa sibo bangi kokka mali.
Angels of death are many.
Abagabana emirimu gyabwe n'ew'omagombe.
And they share their works with the angel of hell.
Okusinziira mu kubikulirwa 9, 11.
To Revelation 9:16. They show us their number is this.
Revelation 9:16.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
Those many angels working on death and hell. There are 200 billion. Some of them work in hell in the bottomless pit.
And
others work on this world to gather spirits.
Even
though you've gotten an accident of Satan, you can't check out of that body when that angel is not come for you. And you remain struggling in your body. He's the one with authority to take you out of that body.
Sickness
can strike you and Satan is too much on you. You know those in the world are like that. But the angels say, I will not pick you out of the body. The angel of death.
You can't
even be in the coma 2 years, it's not picked you.
They are picked
and they are far from the knowledge of people. And it required the journey of heaven that moved in the Bible.
To be able to
explain the things how they are. I imagine how someone can meditate to understand that. And I saw that their mind can even explode to think of that.
And it's impossible.
God
told you read as you meditate to understand. And it's very hard.
It
needed to go and see of them.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Truly
made much meaning
of
seeing within the journey of heaven as it was moving the Bible.
To
go explain what's written in the Bible, how they are.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So, what do you know?
Now, when you look at these angels of death, and they are with their colleague that of hell, when we discover it's shown the authority God gives it to them. But on us, many of us have fought with them. And we beat the angel of death.
Instead
of beating demons of sickness, demons of accidents. But when it reaches death, Satan cannot take you from that body. There are people who say that perhaps you've been confused of the other words. Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Maybe
you've
been confused over that word. But that we are to get explained of it in this same
way.
But there is a death, Satan kills people spiritually. Even some of them died in Adam, they have never raised up. Yet it came from the same Satan. Now it targets them on the second death. Push them in the lake of fire.
It reaches
the death of the body we are in. Satan has nothing like ability for that.
It
can cause all sickness and do all things.
Make you accident
and they break every bone of yours. And the spirit never checks from the body. And they join you up, you get restored. All those things can do that. Concerning the death of checking from the body.
It
is not authority of Satan. There is the angel of God.
He
is responsible for receiving the spirits.
It
is spoken over. Who of you can retain their own spirits? When
it
reaches there, no one can retain it.
He picks
it out. Even if you are a wizard, take your spirit
you
think about wizards without hidden their spirits. They would have hidden their spirits.
The
angel of death comes for them and they insist not dying. And let me tell you, if Satan was the one to pick spirits from the body, wizards, where does he take them when they do his works?
Things
you need to enter understanding. The light of the word of God to lighten for you. That you can understand things how they are. Let's get back in the Psalms.
Zaburi
78, verse
49. Yabakasuka ko busungu bwe obukambwe. No kunyiga, no kunyikala, no kunakuwala. Ekibiina ky'abamalayika abaaleeta obubi. Olunyo olwataano. Yakubira obusungu bw'ekkubo. Teyasaasira mmeeme zaabwe okufa.
Teyasaasira oli malayika.
He did spare them.
Katonda kenyini yabagamba muyite ne wano.
God himself was directing them past here and there.
Omwoyo wa Mukama yali abakulembedde.
The Spirit of the Lord was leading them.
Bwe twagamba nti ate ekibiina ky'amalayika eky'okuna.
That's why he told the fourth group of angels.
On
the branches of the Holy Spirit, works under the Spirit of power.
He
directed them past here.
So
must pick out the firstborns.
Zaburi in Psalm 78,
verse 51.
Zaburi Psalm 78,
verse 15.
Naye yasawo yawayo obulamu bwabwe eri olumbe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yawayo ki?
He gave up their life
eri olumbe
unto the plague.
Endwadde.
Sickness.
Who
is responsible for that? Revelation 6 was explaining us. Verses 7 and 8. And he told us. So the angel of death and hell, and they were given authority on the fourth of the earth to kill with famine, the sickness, the sword, and the beast of the field. That authority up now it's moving on under the sun, but it's hidden before the children of men. And you can be taken out of the body anytime. Your spirit, the one who owns it, can claim it to himself. The Father of Heaven. Ready to find you when you've not aligned yourself. When the angel of death will get you from that body. I think you heard hell comes behind him. Gives you to the angel of hell to take you to prison. In hell. Most when they preach there, they say,
only
Satan has taken many spirits in hell. And they are crying tears that Satan, they saw him pick spirits. Satan picks them, take them to hell. When they show us the Nigerian films, they show you Satan is coming for
drugs.
He's taking you to hell, dragging you. All that is fake, it's not the light. It's not the light of knowledge. Satan picks no one on this world.
And
who picks his demons then?
Another
is the armor to play
for
us. There are angels in that responsibility. And God put them there to do his works. You know, it boasts over them. I created my destroyers. He said, they are mine. This which you have never known under the sun. But God's given us grace. There is still hope in that testimony. Let's move on to the Psalms.
Zaburi esula ya nsambu munana olunyola tano
morumu. Psalm 78 verse 51.
Nakuba ababelebele bonna abali mu Misiri. Abasinga amanyi muwema za kamu. Olwatano mwebiri. Naye najjamu abantu beye ngendiga. Naye najjamu abantu be ye ngendiga. Nabalungamiza mu ddungu ngekisibo. Olwatano mwesatu. Nabakulembera mu mirembe bwati n'okutya ne batatya. Naye ennyanja n'esuulira ddala abalabe baabwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those even now have been there.
All those you know they happened in Egypt. They happened in Egypt. Then the destroyers, the angels, angel of death and hell, God himself sends them and gives them authority to pick the spirits from the body. And each one be given to its rewards.
By the time
you read Revelation 6, verses 7 and 8, he saw an angel sitting on the yellow horse. And the one coming behind, the one sitting on the yellow horse is death. The one coming behind him is called hell. If you dare, the day you check from that body, then you see hell, a yellow horse. As you look behind him, there is another who is very wild. You immediately begin to poo-poo for yourself. If they take you, they threaten the entire of you. If you hear another
saying, Peter,
Jesus is here calling me. He sees the angel of death.
But
he tells him, this is your Lord.
Look,
these are my angel Michael, the white ones. Even those of fire,
say bye bye.
Mukore nnyo mutuke mujye waka. Much you make it home.
Abasibulaga banengeze.
Most of them have gone home.
Naye waliwo bano.
This one still dies, crying, struggling and fighting.
Omanya kyala bawali.
You know what they are seeing now.
Ebyo bikanga babiri ku baana b'abantu wansi w'enjuba.
All happen on the children of men under the sun.
Era bingi ebitakebirwanga.
And many have never been checked.
Ebibeerawo.
Which happened.
Atuka ekiseera eby'ennaku ne bi.
I have reached a time I cease to be sorrowful over that.
Ennaku ne nzigwa.
And sorrow cease to be.
Kubanga emirimu egibeerawo buli kiseera wansi w'enjuba.
Works always happening under the sun.
Kati bw'oyagala okukaabira abatwalibwa.
If you want to cry for those taken.
Okaba kimu kubanga tabasobodde kuddamu.
You cry one thing, they have not made it back to their home.
Ate nakyo n'okireka kubanga kigenda koma.
That you leave it for, it's not to end.
Era bangi abataddeyo mu nsi yewaabwe.
Men don't go back to their home country.
Olunaku lumu Katonda singa akuyambako.
One day he could help you. Buli
lunaku n'akulaga ku be batwala.
Every day he shows you those they take.
Na wa gye bagenda.
And where they go.
Obivaako n'ebyokukaaba abantu bafa ogamba
bangi. You give up on them. They can even ask you, why don't you cry? God does under the sun, I can't know how to cry for them every day. And Ecclesiastes says, many works God does under the sun. And though man refuses to sleep day and night, he can never check and comprehend them. Yet they are done every day. Those angels are here on the world. Even now, they are picking people on this world. Even now, they are taking spirits from a certain place.
If
you can't stop that, where they take them, you see them. Isaiah 13. God speaks to those angels and they are his, and he boots over them. Isaiah 13 from verses 1.
Omugugu gwa Babiloni, Isaiah mutabani wa Amos gwe yalaba. Olinyolo kubiri. Muwanike bendera ku lusozi olw'ebweru. Mubayimusize eddoboozi. Muwenje n'omukono. Bayingire mu miryango gy'abakungu.
Kakati ekibeerawo kiri bweki.
Now what happens is this.
Nga bwe kyaliwo Misiri.
As it happened on Egypt.
Ne babalagirira ne batayita mu nsi.
And they directed them never to pass houses of Egyptians.
Ezabana mu nyumba z'Abayisirayiri.
They directed them never enter the house of Israelites.
Osobola okubalagirira neera.
You too, you can direct them where to pass.
Ne muyite eri.
Priest, you pass.
Kubanga bakola emisana n'ekiro.
They work day and night.
Ate ekizibu ekiro bakola nnyo.
And the problem is the night they work so much.
Ate lubasemberera ensi.
Anytime they draw close to the world.
Buli lubajjula ennyo mu nsi ekiro.
Anytime they feel much in the world in
the night. Obulumi bw'emagombe bweyongera.
The agony and pain of hell increases on the world.
Era buli mulwadde ne bwabeera n'ennyonga tiniweeti eri muluma.
Though they have a toothache in them. The pain is in the night. And the world has never asked.
Why
do the sick reach to feel pain much in the night? Some of them say the bodies are resting. But even looking, the body is resting how? In the night, the angels increase their numbers on the world. Right from the bottomless pits. In the prison of God. Where they imprison rebellious spirits. The rebellious children. And the demons, the fallen angels. Right now, if they see darkness coming on the earth, you know
they have
increased the numbers.
You're
going to feel your
pole,
that pole which has a wound on it. You feel it etching with pain, like that. What you do as a child? You tell them, I know you've come. Pass elsewhere. If you find you have a little wound in your body or a sickness,
you
tear pains in the night. Feel pains increasing when it dawns in the morning. And the pain ceases.
The
majority of them go back to the bottomless pit during
that.
I saw threatening things and I said, I have to cease to fear for all three dead there like that. Till Jesus will come back to save us.
And
stop works of angels of death and hell.
For
they never stop working because of rebellion of people. That happens under the sun. Even now they have come there around. You may pass and you meet them.
And
we are heading somewhere. I'm used to that me. You find them, they greet you and they move on to their work. We've gone to work. Those
works
happen under the sun and we can't stop them. When we
were
being trained in the journey of heaven, there are things we reach to, and though you see them, you remain to see them.
Shout out, leave it, move on.
I reached, got used to that life. I look at them and I ignore them. And I speak with those I'm with. I'm used to things they are like that. They are not the only ones in the world. There are those who bring the children, the angels of castle. Those who pick the saints, Angel Michael and Gabriel, the angels of fire, happen under the sun every day.
Now
you cannot say they are not there. But those works are still being done. Move on with Isaiah. God explain of these angels of death and hell. Isaiah 13, verse 3.
Ndagide abawonge bange. Ndagide abawonge bange. Wewao. Mpisa abasajja bange abamanyi.
Abayitabaki?
Abamanyi.
Abasajjabi abamanyi.
Call them his mighty warriors.
Yensongolwachi tubabikulira musirwe yokona.
That's why we reveal them in the fourth seal.
Sirwe yomoyo waamanyi.
The seal of the spirit of power. He calls them his holy angels. They are holy. The works they do, they are of holiness. You cannot stop their work. Those God gave them, he calls them his angels. His holy angels. Isaiah 13, verse 3.
Bisa abasajja bange abamanyi olw'obusungu bwange. Abange abenyumiriza n'amalala.
Yatonda bano n'amalala
bwe. This one's with pride.
Yabakola ne benyumiriza balina. Bw'otogamba mbu olina amalala.
Don't you claim you are proud?
Bakukuba emiggo n'akumenyekera
na. He beat you and even breaks when he beats. He beats you with a pause. And he beats again. They will suck that pride out of you, feel it. That's why when I saw me, I took pride off my head. You go off. Those angels are created. Have to pay you as their works have been on the world.
Acted
pride, they have to show you what pride is.
You claim you're proud.
They will spit it out of you.
When
someone will beat you in pride
and
slashes a stripe off you with pride and he beats it back and he passes it off.
He beats you
in the pride you used to be in. He beats you and he poses. And he brings it back. And he poses.
Uh-huh.
You used to smoke cocaine. You're walking yourself. You're walking, breaking. He comes whipping his beating like that himself, like you did. You are joking that you're stubborn. You are proud. That you have big-headedness. Head till the big-headedness ceases to be in it. God said, obey every person as their actions. He prepared those to do that work. And he said, woe unto you who fall in the hand of God. Isaiah 13 verses 4.
Oluyogano lw'ekibiina ku nsozi ng'olw'eggwanga eddene oluyogano lw'okuleekaana kw'obwakabaka obw'amawanga nga gakuŋŋaanye Mukama ow'eggye akuŋŋaanyiza eggye olw'olutalo
abayita ggye eri lya lutalo
this army of war.
Isaiah esula ya 13 olw'okutaano bava mu nsi yeewala.
Where they come from? Bible says Revelation 9. When you open the bottomless pit, this is the way they come out like locusts. That is the mystery we shall handle. They come from the bottomless pits from the far country.
It's
where they work all these days. Here on the world, they appear to pick spirits from the world. The others remain there and they are beating in hell. You know, I cried for 7 years in the jar of heaven. And tears ceased to be in me. I gave up on things of hell.
No one, they
forgive there even though you
cry.
And if you want to cry for your people, cry for them now as you preach for them. If you wait them fall in hell, no one will get from there no matter how you cry.
Wait
for judgment to be added on in the lake of fire. The angels of hell don't set anyone free.
The
angel of death gives you hands of hell and
puts
you in the prison of God.
The
bottomless pit in the far country. That Abraham explained to the rich man in Luke 16, 19-25. Where we are, there is a big gap between us and you. The one wanted to come from there, it's impossible. We
choose
to come from heaven, it's impossible.
Angels
come from the far country, the bottomless pits. In the kingdom of the stars is where they come from.
And
you see, it's a world of darkness.
They
come from there, move up to the planet Earth. And they enter in it.
They have
already entered now. By midnight, they would have entered all of them. You will hear the pains in the morning when it is dawning. You will hear the tears, the weeping of those who have lost their relatives. I reach to say, no.
It's
good, but it brings sorrow sometimes. Told me you have to become like me. Me too, I see it like that every day. And you, my son, that you are my son. Are you not reached the measure of Christ? I will reach. You know what they call the measure of Christ? And he knows what the Father. The words of the Father is of Christ.
Every
time you get used to them. That's how people live on.
It's
finished in the new country.
The
new heaven, the new earth, there will not be tears there. Me too, I await them to be one day up there. But here it cannot be finished. Don't get angered over me. People get angered, they say, all along you've not gotten sorrowful with us.
And we have gotten
so, 7 years we have managed to see these things. When I join them, they become so many and I just see, look at them. I care.
I
care if you tell me
okay.
Still, this is part of caring.
For it
we cares.
God
cares over us.
He
treats us as his offspring.
But
things happening under the sun. Those he lives for, he gave them his angels to govern them.
Then you
never trouble the works, the ways of his works.
For
perhaps because of things happening when people are taken from the body. Would have told the angel stop there. But things of justice are always like that. Everything in justice. We hear
Angel
Michaels are fighting for us. Gabriel are serving us. Those of counsel.
Abaddon's
can fight for us. They are the same of death and
hell.
Yet they capture evil rebellious spirits. And they have to go work to take inhale the evil. You have to leave those works as their order stands.
When
you stand in the righteousness of God, when you see his goodness. Let's move on in Isaiah. Isaiah 13 verses 5.
Bava musiye wala, kunkomero ye guru. Mukama nebyo kurwanyi sebyo kunyiga kwe. Okuzikirisensi yonna. Olinyolo mukaga. Muwogane kubanga olunaku lwa Mukama luli kumpi. Lulijjanga okuzikiriza okuva eri omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. Olunyolo omusanvu. Emikono gyonna kye giriva giddirira na buli mutima gw'omuntu gulisaanuuka. Olw'omunaana era balikeŋŋenterera okusonsomolwa n'okubalagalwa kulibakwata.
Bamalayika abava mu magombe.
Those angels from hell.
Abakola mu geyera.
Those working in hell. When they appear, you have to feel the anguish. That's why I told you the night. Everything which has been quiet in the day, you see them arising. For when they increase in the world, they work in hell, they come to be on the world. The people begin to weep. The one of the tooth, the one of the wound of malaria, the head is also hacking. You feel headache in the night. As they live through the night, they have taken people. All these happen under the sun every day. Because we, as church, we didn't bring light in eras before. And we used never to teach.
And
there has not been a priest teaching. Most of us seek much eatings and drinkings. Preaching moves into things of eating and drinkings. Drinkings, housings. There is no explaining. Every gospel coming now on the pulpit
is
driven back to things we need of eatings.
You get a wife,
you got nations.
There's
no teaching. That's why God chooses to say there's no priest teaching. What he calls teaching goes far. Calls to revealing to get and bring knowledge. All things how they are meant to move. And you'll know them always in your life. That you never worry of them. But when you know the truth, you get to be more free. Everything how it's done and you leave it in this line. You do keep yourself in the line you have to move by. Let's move on to Isaiah.
Isaiah, esura ya kumi na satu, olunyiriro lw'omunaana
Isaiah 13 verses 8
era balikeŋŋentererwa okusonsomula n'okubalagalwa kulibakwata balirumwa ng'omukazi alumwa okuzaala baliwuniikirira bokka na bokka amaaso gaabwe galibanga maaso ga muliro olw'omwenda laba olunaku lwa mukama lujja olukambwe nga lulina obusungu n'ekiruyi okuzisa ensi n'okuzikiriza abalina ebibi abaayo okuba malamu
mu kiseera ekyo olunaku lwa mukama luno lwa mukama waffe yesu
abo
bamalayika ebbanga lyonna libabadde tibalabika wansi
olunaku
lwa mukama waffe yesu bagenda kuba wano live
on the day of the Lord they are to appear live on the world
maaso ku maaso
eye on eye they will be seen
kusisinkana naye
to meet with them
olyogolaba abadoni ofubutuka emisinde
abadoni will run quick
akukubemu olujegere n'eddobo
hook you with a chain
oragawa
where are you going
omanyi balina ezo enkola akukuba
you know they have those ways they beat you
n'akusumulula n'oyavula
ngotuka you begin to crawl you want to run away
n'awo oba olujegere
where this chain hooks it in you it pulls you back
okuvunaano badde olagotoro
I choose you where you escape into
Isaiah sura ya 13 olunyiriri olwe 10
Isaiah 13 verses 10
Kubanga munyanyezo omugulu nebibina byazo tebili akakwaka kwabyo enjuba elizikizibwa ngevayo nomwezi teguli akamuna musana gwagwo olwe 10 nolumu nange ndibonereza ensolo obubi bwabwe n'ababi olw'obutali butuukirivu bwabwe era ndimalawo ekyejo ekyabalina amalala era ndikakkanya okwenyumiriza kw'abo abatiisa 12 ndifuula omusajja okuba ow'omuwendo okusinga ezaabu ennungi
kakati ku lunaku olwo
on that day
ojja tutegera nti obugagga bw'ensi tebulina makulu
realize wealth of the world is meaningless
olyoka olabeyo omuntu eyanunulibwa mu bulokozi
nga
mwamuwendo
they are very valuable
okambe banna
can you see my God
uyu nga bannange wamuwendo
those are very valuable
akati ko olwo lwolutegeera nti obulamu bulijjo bwa muwendo
that day is when you realize all along life has been valuable
osinga byonna ebikuŋŋanyizibwa wansi
wejjo more than all things gathered under the sun
era bw'omanyenga bwe wabuuza
and you will know how you made the life get lost
n'otayinza okulokola
and you never saved it
otegeere ngu omusajja wa muwendo okubeerawo
realize a man is valuable to exist
okusinga ebikuŋŋanyizibwa wansi wejjo
more than things gathered under the sun
Isaiah sura ya 13 olunyoro 12
Isaiah 13 verses 12
Ndifuula omusajja okuba ow'omuwendo okusinga ezaabu ennungi n'omusajja okusinga ezaabu ennungi eya ofiri olunyoro 13 kyendiva nkankanye eggulu n'ensi erinyeenyezebwa okuva mu kifo kyayo
ebyo byonna tubirindiridde
naye
tubale tutunuulidde nnyo ani awa obuyinza malayika okufa n'amagombe era bamalayika abo baani twongedde okukizuula
tibamalayika
abo
malayika
ba katonda
yesu
yebazibwe
nnyo
bw'oba otunuulidde
mu
Isaiya 5:4 ayongera okutunyonyola bw'ati
Don't explain us like this.
Isaiah 5:4
Isaiah 54
15,
verses 15
paka 17
and 17
ayogera kuba malaika abo
speak to those angels
abamagombe n'okufa
death and hell
malaika abazikiriza
and the angels were destroyers
ayabatonda nga tebayinza kulemererwa
he created them and they can never fail
bwe tudda mu jeri abamalaika
when we get to the armies of angels
bamaiko babeera ba police
Michaels they are like policemen
Abadoni bamalaika b'emagombe.
The Abadons, the angel of hell.
Babera ba military.
They are like the military police.
Obarabako.
When you look and see them.
Ngomanya kiboko mu kibuga
zi. No beatings that will happen in the city.
Dije kambwe.
It's a very wild harsh army.
Katonda mukama waki? Waje. Oyo mukama oweje.
He is the Lord of hosts.
Bwulira ba Michael bo babera ba police.
The Michaels, they're like policemen. They're policemen.
Anubura bazino police
the usual police
naye ba malaika ba magombe n'okufa
angels of death and hell
malaika abadoni abenjegere
angels abadoni of the chain
musiru yabwe na yokuna motegerera
in their fourth seal you understand
ti eno military police ya katonda
this is the military police of God
bakiboko siko wadi
this is what you beat
katuzome mu Isaiah
let's read in Isaiah and we hear Isaiah 54:15.
Laba mpozi bali kungana na esinze ndi bakunganya. Uli ali kukunganira kwali kwa kululuo. 16 Laba natondo omuwesa afukuta omuliro gw'amanda. Najjamu ekintu ekikola omulimu gwe. Era natonda n'omuzikiriza okufaafaaganya.
He created them.
Bafukuta omuliro malaika we magombe kenyini oyo.
Angel of hell himself.
Aine balashe.
He has that horse. Of the head of a
lion.
It blows fire by itself. If he wants axe, he puts his mouth of the lion in the stomach. And he fashions a weapon for himself. He releases axe, hammer,
amajambi,
the pangas.
Of
working on the evil.
Agajambi,
the pangas. Every hook, every weapon. He fashions his weapons to use to beat you. If you ask what punishments are in hell, those who deceived you before, they went to hell and they were walking within there. You are joking.
Hell
can be here and they show it to you and you say, I cannot go there. Leave alone this fake hell.
But
even angels who work there, they have breastplates of fire even. that you are walking with Jesus in hell like that.
He went there
once and left there. There are even things you speak. And I passed the demons in here. And I saw them beat people.
Which
demons? Demons themselves need to be burnt in hell. When Bible speaks of hell, in Matthew
6,
he created it for Satan and his angels. If they're the ones working there, is this not justice? These people, what they saw is not right.
There
you saw hell, they draw its pain closely. And you say, Lord, let's not go there. That's why it's called the bottomless pit. Now you go to move you in the bottomless pit.
There's another
who told us he went to the jaw of hell. And
you
went to the rib of hell. You went to the other rib. You went to the left hand of hell. You went to the right. You went to the heart of hell. The heart of hell, he met Satan with a big bow. Opens to give out punishments.
What
making people commit sin against punishments? God is not justified then.
Because
God of justice, that is deception on the world. You know, most people say, people of the new generation are to argue against their colleagues all the time.
Those
are the new generation with the full knowledge of God. But everything
that we have,
after we got full knowledge, we have to fight falsehood.
Can't
get a thief, you handle a prison to be in charge of it.
A
thief in charge of a prison. Let's finish here.
Isaiah 54:17.
But in verse 16,
there are those who created to help us that nothing can conquer us. No weapon they can fashion which can be more than these angels. You see those angels? If you've been in a war and you killed your colleagues with a bomb, you wait. Who is going to put a bomb on you in hell?
And he
will blow you up and you come back again. That's why he created them, they can fan the coals. Repeat Isaiah 54:16. And be connected with revelations, you see. How they fan their coals of fire. Isaiah 54:16.
Laba natonda omuwesa afukuta omuliro ogw'amanda n'ajjamu ekintu ekikola omulimu gwe era natonda n'omuzikiriza okufaafaaganya.
Yatonda omuwesi afukuta omuliro ye
kennyini,
malayika we magobe,
the angel of hell,
n'owokufa
and death.
Afukuta omuliro n'ajjamu ebyokulwanisa byayagala,
gets out his weapons he wants to use.
Yatonda omufaafaaganya.
Yet the one in the destroyer.
Kankubulira ayinza okukuba emagombe n'obya byatala wonna mu mufaafaagana.
Hell and you snatched on the ground yet you don't die.
Alina amagaali ago.
He has those chariots.
Akuvugira
kono. He rides them on you and he presses you down.
N'obya byatala
wonna. And you spat on the ground.
Naye tunafa
oliko. Yet you've not died.
Akakona akalala kana
oliko. The other hand is stretched high. You are struggling.
Yeah.
People don't tell you the truth of things happening. They happen and he does them.
Burns
the coals, he gets out the axe. Don't you see that big head you begin to claim you have? You get it a big hammer. And you put it on a rock, position it well.
And it
will grind you yet you don't finish.
Yes, yes,
Jesus. That's what Bible says.
Though
you put a fool in a grinder and you grind them, get out when they have not humbled themselves.
Now, you
that big head you claim to have.
Yet you
don't finish.
Right
the head. How can he hold these big ones? And all the parts
are here.
The head is positioned, is big, grind at them. They grind with a hammer. They hit it.
You speak, you don't understand it.
Isaiah 54:16.
So
these angels can fashion their weapons.
They fan
the coals in themselves. If you didn't know what form of angels are these, if you understand the type of horse and the chariots of the fourth group of angels, the angels of the chains, the angels of death and hell, move on to understand how harsh they are. They never desire to step on their horses in the chariots.
If
you stepped on them, no problems have come. The way they fan their calls, because of time which is left us, let's read in Revelation 9. Let's begin verse 16. Revelation 9:16.
Embalasi mukwolesebwa kuno n'abo abaali bazituddeko nga bambadde eky'omukifuba ng'ebyomuliro n'ebyakazigizigi
Praise Jesus. Angels who sit on horses walking in hell, which have the head of a lion, you pass other image, look at it well. They who sit on the horse, they have covered themselves well. They have proofs of fire. Don't just think they're going to visit hell. Even those working there, they are fireproofed. No hell is not the lake of fire. There is fire, the sample of the lake of fire. These horses on which the angel sits, they are the ones who fire. They are the ones who blow the fire. He puts you down there. And he begins to and the horse begins to lower the horse. It fans the fire, it pours it on you.
Yet
you've already got enough that you're poo-pooed spiritual.
So
it must boil there. Boiling.
No,
and you look for a cave to enter in.
It's coming.
In the fire as if we had a lake of fire. For every punishment is done for 5 months.
Revelation
19 will punish for 5 months. Every punishment already is 5 months. You are in the fire 5 months. And he changes another punishment. As
the
guy you feel is waving his chain, waving it. Wave. He moves it in
the
neck.
Frosty.
You end the spears, you're hooked on that. And you're crying on. From the fire,
you
refused rest.
Yes, we are eating.
Where we
are
for rest, you refused.
But I bet you
rest of the
spirit
you have been, will never rest.
Could you
move from this to another? When
he
brought a big rock, he carried a macho man with a rock like this. And he hits you with it.
You are joking with
11:28 to 30.
Come
over weary and burdened. With the rest of your spirit, and you refuse that you are on the Sabbath, you will see it. Oh, whether Sabbath is in hell, it's not there. That what goes far, don't joke with it. You will go where they never rest, you will see.
Kubikulirwa esula ya mwenda. Revelations 9:18.
Horses of hell have totally
different.
At least you opt for the one of death. His horse a bit clear with right form. It works on two types of people. It works on the righteous to pick us from the body.
And
he
said
farewell to people that picked me, I'm going. Out the evil to give them to hell who is behind him. But hell, his horse. The horse is a head of a lion.
You
fear it. What form of horse is this? The head is of a lion. I will not sit on that one.
So what
they created, you sinned, what you did. The reward come here. beginning to roar. We are taking you.
And
your
animals
are coming for me. That's when they are about to die from their bodies. What they call death. Every time they are getting fearful experiences. It falls. Look at the head. Look at the horses.
I don't know whether
rightful people have ever gone to hell on stories I've heard before. Not had another speak things like
this.
Except in prophets written in scripture.
So chikora burungi nyoko sigalanga kulaba ebyaba nabbi okubira tabaza.
Well, to see things of the prophets, to see to be the lamb.
Kubanga tulabula mpita na agamba.
He wants us in Peter. But most of all,
tulina ekigambo kyaba nabbi.
We have the word of the prophet.
Mukora burungi okukira bange tabaza.
Do well to see it as a lamb.
Yakamu chizikiza.
Which shines in darkness.
Tuka wena mulisa mitima jya.
Till it will lighten in our hearts.
So ngatu nagenda nyo mbisori.
You go in stories of people who claim they have died and went to heaven.
As
prophets before saw things how. Don't hear stories. Give up the word of the prophets.
Be
God moved in the hand of heaven. That moved in the
Bible.
I connect well with
the
I looked at what's in the book God sent them to write?
Like,
these are in heavens and earth.
Another
and you wonder where they got the story.
I
saw the devils, they have long nails. And tormenting spirits. Those ones are under the ocean.
Underground, the
underground where the tank things are down.
Satan
is hell and he shows you he's the one in charge of it. And
he says,
if you want to serve us, make with us a covenant. For we are come here, we shall give you a job for us. He told them in Isaiah,
even those who
thought they made a covenant with death and hell, on that day they will be annulled.
There will be this cover
and he was not the one in charge of hell.
Many
have left the body and they fell on that altar. You know, many of you have entered the Illuminati.
You
think you're out there working with Satan, that you are in charge of death and hell. But they faked and
caught
you. The day you check from that body, you see the real death and hell. Let's finish here. Revelations 9:17.
You
hear from the mouth of the horse. The horses have heads of a lion. But they blow fire. They fan the coals in them. We have to make a panga. And it is a pointed panga. We shall pierce this person.
Let's
make another like a slasher. We shall slash him. Let's make hooks.
We
hook him, we drag him.
We
drag you like from here unto America.
It's
bigger than planet Earth. America, you reach there. You've experienced it. You need a rest which Jesus called us in. They fashion their weapons themselves. I hope you began to understand the type of horse and chariot in the fourth group of angels, the angels of the chains, angels of death and hell. You realize who gives them authority. We shall come back to understand why they kill with disease. And we can separate their disease and those of Satan. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.